Welcome to another edition of the Game Fix Podcast. I am, in fact, Spanish.
And I'm Verlaine.
Keep going. He can wait.
Look, it's Jack.
Oh, it's Jack. Oh, I had no idea. You guys totally didn't do that right.
Showed up out of nowhere.
You guys didn't do that right at all, but okay, it doesn't really matter.
Make sure to check out our website, gamefixshow.com, and our weekly stream of our weekly recorded podcast right here. If you are not, facebook.com/gamefixshow and twitch.tv/gamefix.
That's right. Obviously, Jack is here from the Game Fix podcast. Actually, yeah, that's true.
Sure.
But he's actually from the Can't Air podcast as well. So he'll be filling the shoes of Michael this week. We got a lot to get to. There is, obviously, God of War just came out this past week. I have a lot to say about it. And nobody cared. I think people do care. And I think Verlaine is going to love something that I have in store for you guys. Oh, yes, yes.
I love loving things.
Is God of War canon with an old game that we used to love?
God of War what?
And it's not a God of War game.
Oh.
That's your tease. We actually got a date set for when they're going to be retooling some Overwatch characters. As well as maybe a new controller. I feel like we bring up new controllers every show that we do, but what the hell? We'll do it again this show as well. So, all right. But we got to talk about what we've been gaming this week. Jack, you are our guest. What have you been gaming this week?
Not a lot, really.
Oh, great. All right, Brian, all right, what about you?
I played a little bit of Overwatch. It's Overwatch. It's weird not seeing May around because they canned her for a little bit. But it's kind of nice to see Bastion back and not be as much of a pain in the ass as he used to be.
Yeah.
He's actually kind of fun to use.
I've been using him a little bit. He's not too bad. Mm-mm. It sucks. I'm not used to not being a heal. He doesn't heal anymore. So that's the thing that just puts me off about him. Not puts me off. It's just different.
Yeah. But I've been playing mostly the Bat Kids.
Bat Kids!
Gotham Knights. And having a blast with it. It's pretty fun.
Cool. Verlaine, how about you?
I'll start with the Bat Kids, too. And I gotta tell you, so, yeah, it's just like most of those games where some of the levels, you know, you go and it's the same, even the same setup sometimes of what you gotta do, beat up some guys, you know, level up and shit.
I've been noticing that, too, some of the maps. It's actually something you did before.
Yeah, and you know, first of all, it's the same. I gotta say, it's the same thing happened with Batman. And I still like just doing them. Like when we find a stronghold, I'm excited because I know it's going to be a little hard. And it's just I always like just beating the shit out of dudes. I could do that all day. Like this game is good for me. Like it's cool. It's just seems to get more and more challenging. Right when I think that the game is, like, getting too easy, I'm like, oh, now it's, like, I'm not challenged. Like, they throw something else. Like, the same enemies will learn a new move. They'll start canceling moves. They'll start dodging moves. Like, so they're always keeping it challenging. I lose a lot, which most games I don't. It takes a lot. Like, Shadow of War, I would have to run into one of the strongholds. I would run into the strongholds and just set off all the alarms purposely to get as many dudes as possible before I start fighting.
Cool.
Me and Jack saw something that, to me, I think that it's a bigger deal than people, like normal people, would have even thought. But there's this part where we're chasing Clayface, and he ends up morphing into this giant, like, in perspective, it would be the size bigger than a school bus, all right? And you have to chase him. So he goes underground and you have to get on your bat cycle and chase him down the street of this open world. It's busting through the ground, knocking cars. Like this huge thing is going through the world. It's not a clip. It's not a cut time event. It was fucking awesome.
That was.
They were able to do that graphic the way that they did it. It was unbelievable. It was really, really cool. Because, I mean, it wasn't even like you were stuck on the rails. Like I made a wrong turn. I didn't even know where to go at first.
Yeah, that's right. You did.
And it was crazy sweet. Like, it was great. So yeah, I still have fun with that game still. Like, it's fucking great.
We don't even have all the moves yet either.
Yeah. And that's the best part. Like, it's like almost perfectly spread out the way that you're unlocking moves. And even if you were to unlock everything like now, you still have to progress through the story to unlock certain shit. And like now that we're at a certain point now that Batgirl is definitely a healer. At first there was no healing involved, but now like all these moves I have are made to heal the team and to like keep everyone alive. So I like it. Yeah.
Right on.
It's sweet. I played this game called Vampire Saviors. It's on Game Pass. It's on Game Pass. I think it's on Game Pass. It better be on Game Pass because I didn't buy it. It's so bad.
I didn't expect them to say that.
It's one of these games. Like I looked at it and I was like, no way. Cause like, it's one of these games that like the new trend, I guess, is find a really, 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 really shitty game that's so shitty it's unbelievable that somebody made it, and then give it all 5-star reviews and praise and all this shit. It's trolling the shit out of it. So much so that the creator is oblivious to it and put in the trailer, stop giving reviews and buy the game already. Because everyone's reviewing it, no one's buying it. It's awful. But because it's on Game Pass, I encourage people to play it. Because it's, I don't understand who.
You heard it here first. Verlaine recommends you play a terrible game. Yeah,
for sure. I decided, you asked me why, but I have a son. He likes Sonic.
You have a son?
Yeah. And I actually have been hearing nothing.
Wait. Oh, you bought the new Sonic game.
I bought the new Sonic Frontiers game.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it's not fucking bad. Like, it's really weird. Obviously the story's kind of like what, but the way that the gameplay is, it's open world, but there's parts that become kind of like normal Sonic games. When you're in the Sonic games, it plays kind of like a 3D Sonic where you're on the rails and then you're like running through everything and getting the coins. But then there's the open world
rings,
part.
The rings, but it's okay.
Yeah, whatever. The rings. And then there's the open world part, which is it's very cool how they did it. It's very kind of Breath of the Wild Zelda reminiscent of how barren the world is.
It seems kind of like the graphics are of that ilk, right? I mean,
yeah, they're probably the most realistic Sonic environment that you've seen.
Okay.
But the way it's set up is really cool. It seems barren, but then there'll just be like obstacles that you do and collect and things. There's a lot of parkour kind of shit. And then there's the enemies that are all robots, and some of them, like, there are huge enemies, and it kind of is like Shadow of the Colossus. But it's, I don't know, man, it's a very, just running around in this game is kind of fun.
You gave me a video to play. You want me to play it now, and you could tell me what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
So this is one of the bosses. And it's not even a boss. It's just this one of these things will be just in the world walking around, and you have to fight things like this. You have double jump. You can run around normal, and then there's a boost button that you hold down, and you have a meter, but it's very long.
Yeah.
And my objective is to get to the top and obviously hit those things with death. You start getting combos and stuff, and then you can get a combo meter, which will make you do other moves, and it's not bad, and it's not chaotic. Like, when you're Sonic, in the normal classic Sonic games, you're running around, and you can never, like, feel like you're getting your full potential, because anything can fuck you up. You hit any kind of enemy and you're screwed. And I'm talking about like even the Genesis one. Like, always, I love the speed, but there was no, it just didn't seem right. This game seems to do it right, and the open world, I think, was the key to it. Because there's parts where like you have enough time to react to things. Maybe it is. I'm not sure what it is. It just, even on the normal Sonic level parts, I'm never worried about, like, hitting a spike and dying or whatever it is. It just, I guess this is the most Sonic game I've played.
Okay.
You know,
looks like the control's actually pretty good. You don't get going too fast where you don't know what the hell you're doing.
Like, the speed that I'm usually normally running, like that, that's the normal speed. And then, like, you push the trigger to do, like, a faster speed. Like that, I just push the trigger, and then when you hit the blue things, you go real fast. So the controls are pretty easy. The only thing I kind of find sometimes hard is see how I have to use the triangle is what you want to lock on. That's like saying push the button so you can shoot towards it.
Yeah.
You have to be, that has to be in the screen. So it's not like if you're next to it, it'll just home in on it. It's got to be in sight, and sometimes it's hard to do because you're pushing jump. And it's just like the Overwatch thing, like looking with the stick yet and jumping at the same time. So it's a lot of like when you're in the air, you have to kind of like turn the stick and then you have to use your thumb to push X. But if that thing disappears, you just fucked everything.
Gotcha.
Outside of that, dude, I don't know. I can see myself getting bored with the game. Absolutely. But if anyone is a Sonic fan, like I'm just hearing nothing but good things. It feels like a good game to play.
Are you playing are you playing on PlayStation?
Xbox.
Oh, okay. Because the triangle threw me off.
Oh, yeah. The triangle is what, instead of using like an X or like a reticle when you have home in on it, it's a triangle. It'd be like a triangle. And that means push X to.
Let me ask you this. Triangle. Does every button do something?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yes. You have a dash, you have a jump, you have the spin, and then you have, you can, when you're running, you hold Y and it'll leave a streak behind you and you connect the streak in a circle. Now, sometimes that circle, like kind of like Nights into Dreams is where they got it from. The circle, nothing there, it was their second kind of IP that they tried pushing. It was the Flying Dream Dude on Sega Saturn, I know that was on.
Like the Joker clown.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. So, anyways, when you make a full circle, if there's nothing there, like, coins will pop out or maybe an item. If there's an enemy, sometimes it'll break their shields. It'll do different things and it just tells you try different things. You might see a monument and you'll do it and like a special thing will come out. I honestly think you would like it, Dave, because there is so much puzzly shit.
Well, here's the deal. That's cool. See, I love Sonic. I've always loved Sonic, but I kind of have a sour taste when it comes to Sonic 3D, anything Sonic 3D. So, honestly, it's the same with Mario.
I was just going to say Mario.
You know what I mean? Like so like, I don't know. I would love to give it a try. I'm not going to lie, but, I'm going to look more into it, but I don't know. It seems very Nintendo-y to me. So I don't know how much I'll love it.
It is Nintendo-y. It's Nintendo-y. And everybody and all your complaints are the same as everybody else. Like it's just since Sonic pretty much went 3D, it's been garbage.
Right.
And people like just, I don't know. They're reacting good to this game. That's all. Like, I mean, we just had what fucking Generations came out. And what's the one that just came out?
Colors,
something else. Yeah. And then none of them are getting as good reviews as this game. So I don't know, but I've also never played all those.
Like, I think my wife got me Colors last year for like Christmas or something like that, and I think I've played it twice.
Is it the rails or is it open more? It's not open world, is it?
No, it's on the rails. So like it's fine. It's just not. I don't know. It's not the Sonic game that I've known and loved my entire life. So
Sonic Colors.
I honestly want to get Super Sonic in this game. To fly around. I mean, there's rails. Like, dude, you gotta play. It's sweet. Yeah. It is. Cool. At least for a little bit.
Right on. Okay, cool. Well, you kind of talked me into it. I don't know. I'm at least interested. How about that?
Yeah.
But, as for me, I've been playing God of War. That's it. That's all I've been playing. God of War Ragnarok. It is everything they said the game was. I'm telling you guys, if this isn't game of the year, I'll be very surprised. It's so good. It's amazing. It's exactly what you want in a God of War game. If you like the first one, as far as like the new iteration or whatever of, this one is right up there with that. I don't know, man. I'm loving it. I'm loving everything about it. There's really no aspect of this game where I'm just kind of, well, I'll take that back. There is one aspect, but we'll get to that. But like, yeah, man, I'm telling you right now, this game is everything they say it is, and more. And I'm glad I got it. Yeah, it is. It's just amazing. It's so good. And I know you guys are like, oh, it's not multiplayer, but you know, it's God of War. What do you, you know?
I don't care. I had the last one. Oh, and I love that game.
Okay, well then you're gonna. I'm telling you, dude, you're gonna love it. This, it feels like a sequel. Like it really does. It feels like they just went from, you know, like.
It looks
there was
like
no time. It went from like, one to the next. You know what I mean?
Like so filmed, it was all filmed at once.
Yeah, and yeah.
Just let you have some.
So
of
it's great. It, like it's so good. Obviously, you know, with the because it was the last one came out on the PlayStation 4. So this one's on the 5. So obviously, it's going to look better. That's key right there. But yeah, man, it's very good. Now, okay. I did mention what I didn't like about it. There's something I don't like about it. And it's the same thing I complained about when it came to Horizon Forbidden West. And for some reason, I don't know who the fuck I'm going to rail here. I don't know who fucking came up with this idea when there's a puzzle, okay? There's some kind of puzzle, something that you need to solve, right? And you know, and some puzzles take a while to figure out, right? Because they're fun and you just got to figure them out, right? Well, when you have like companions with you, literally you'll be looking around for like 5 seconds and they're like, well, what if you look across the thing over here? Well, I didn't look over there yet. And it totally gives it away, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I've been doing the same thing that I was doing with Horizon Forbidden West now. And what I was doing was I was muting all the audio, all the talking. So even if Kratos talked, I would just turn it off. Okay, like so that's what I was doing. Well, I just found out that there is a setting in the game that I had no idea about until literally I read it today. Today is the day that I found it, and what it does is it actually turns off the suggestions from your companions. So nice. Apparently, what that is just it's just kind of help you to get through the storyline as quick as possible. I don't understand. I'm on the middle setting as far as difficulty. Okay, so I did expect a little bit of that just because I always start on the middle setting. I'll get to the hardest, but I want to see what the storyline is at least. But as you know, I'm huge when it comes to puzzles and stuff. So like I fucking thrive on those puzzles and I want more of them. But then like when I'm playing it, it's just like, oh yeah, you could totally solve it by hitting that one first, then that one. Like, well, wait.
That's for the streamers so they don't look stupid while they're trying to play a game.
It's so stupid,
man.
And
not figure something out.
Whoever thought of that is an idiot. I'm sorry. That does not make the game fun. It actually, it makes it frustrating. It makes it to the point where I was like, I don't want to play this game. Cause I'm not hearing any like audio between, cause I'm muting everybody. And it's just like, I don't know. So like, whenever there's a cutscene, I have to like hit pause, go in there. unmute everybody so I could like hear what the fuck is going on in the storyline. But other than that, but like I said, there is a setting now that you can actually fix that, and that way it doesn't do that anymore. Now I had it and I was gonna explain to you exactly how to do it. Now I can't find it. Oh, there it is. Okay, so when you go into options, go to gameplay, you'll see like aim assist and all of that. You could turn that off if you want. Actually, it's funny. I did turn that off. But there was another one just a couple of, lines down called puzzle timing. Okay. So what it is you can actually, either turn it off or make it longer. So like say you're looking around for like 5 minutes, then they finally say something. That's cool. I don't hate that, but either way, I don't want it at all. Like, I don't want them to say anything. Like, I want to figure it out myself. So, other than that, the game's awesome and it's going to win a bunch of awards. So, which brings me to that. So far, for the Game Awards of 2022, God of War Ragnarok is leading the noms with 10 awards. Well, 10 nominations rather. So, I think it's pretty cut and dry. I think that's I'm just going to tell you, it's going to win. Elden Ring is also up for Game of the Year. And I think that is probably the closest as far as, but I don't think it has the clout. I don't think it has the same feel.
Not
to
even
it.
Horizon.
No, I don't think that
wasn't
that,
as good.
It's good. It was great. But like, I wouldn't give it game of the year. I wouldn't give it game of the year. Especially, it came out the same year as God of War Ragnarok. So like that, I was like, God damn. If God of War came out next year, yeah, there's an argument to be had there. I would definitely do that. But So. At least you got that. So if you're looking forward to the Game Awards, I know not a lot of people do, but we do.
Is God of War $70 too?
Yes. Yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah, it is. But I'm telling you, it's completely worth it. It's awesome. Right now, the Game of the Year candidates are A Plague Tale, Requiem, God of War Ragnarok, Elden Ring, Horizon Forbidden West. So it is in the conversation. Stray and Xenoblade Chronicles 3.
Stray, really?
Oh,
Stray.
What the fuck? Come on. What the fuck? This is why I don't like the Game Awards, man.
Well, you know, honestly, dude, I've heard nothing but good things about that game.
Stray?
True.
Of course you would.
Fuck you, dude. You've been playing Sonic 3D, like, whatever, and you're mad at Stray? Jesus.
I played for an hour, and dude... Yeah, I'm not mad at Stray, but a game that takes 2 hours to complete and you do nothing, and it's only popular because it's a cat thing.
It takes two hours to complete?
It's a puzzle game. It's like no time to complete the game.
Oh. Yeah, it's like 2 to 5 hours.
So that's the thing.
That
like,
I didn't know.
Take it and make Fair it enough. Like its own Fair category, enough. But Stray and God of War should never be in the same category, unless you're just talking game.
Okay, best game direction. Elden Ring, God of War Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, Immortality, and Stray.
Game direction. What the fuck? Climb a fucking build. Get to the top of the building. Get home is their
awesome.
Direction.
Is awesome.
So get home. Getting home beats out destroying fucking gods.
But it's a cat, dude. It's so
You're right,
fucking
it is a
cute.
Cat. I'm probably gonna get canceled because I come out and say things like cats are mice with no
devil. You can do this.
You just what are you doing, Jack? Because the people listening have no idea what you just did.
Oh, just pushing a cup off the edge of the of something. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know. I don't take the Game Awards too seriously. But like, honestly, you should take that award show just as seriously as you take the Oscars or the Grammys. Seriously. I mean, it's all opinion. It's all
it's the only one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, it is what it is, but that's really what we're looking at here. I mean, yeah. Best ongoing game, Apex, Destiny 2, Final Fantasy 14 Online, Fortnite, Genshin Impact.
No, why would Apex be in there?
I was thinking that too.
Everything else is like story MMO based, and this is just a competitive shooter. Why? That doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
Money.
Other than the actual awards, when it comes to God of War Ragnarok, did you guys see this story of people buying the collector's edition? Did you hear about that? Okay,
no.
So apparently a bunch of people that bought the collector's edition, which, by the way, it's $200, comes in a gold embossed box, 16-inch replica of the Norse god Thor's Mjolnir hammer, and a set of engraved dwarven dice, downloadable cosmetics, plus so much more. Apparently, a lot of people didn't even receive the game. So it came with everything except the game. And
did it have just a digital copy of the game?
That's what it was missing. Like, it wasn't even there. Damn. So, but it's okay. All you need to do is, I think it's you get it through a tweet. You go to at Sony Santa Monica and you let them know what's going on. You have to like obviously send them the proof that you bought it and everything, and they'll send it to you. What's
the? I had it. Oh, I thought I was gonna get me one just then. I was gonna send them and say I didn't get my game.
I didn't get it.
Send
no, you have to prove
you Thor's hammer.
Yeah. It's
the Marvel one.
It's sweet though. I did already fight Thor. That is apparently the kind of I guess the big boss. Well, the big boss is Odin, but obviously Thor is his like. Go do my dirty work, and Thor's
big old fat Thor.
Yeah, it's like a fat Thor, but like huge. He's giant. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to actually fighting him again, because the first one was more like, you know, I did some, you know, God of War stuff where you have to hit X or whatever, you know, and do all that. But, it was obviously I was going to lose that fight no matter what. So it was, you know,
just one of those.
Yeah, it was just to further the storyline. So, you know, kind of what's going on, but, it was cool. It was so crazy. Like he, at one point he like, he like throws you, but like he then catches up with you and just like, and he's like, he's in your face talking to you and he's like, I will kill you. Like that dude, it was like kind of intense, but it was Thor and it was cool. Whatever. You know,
I've seen a bunch of videos of, people throwing knives in trolls butts or ogres asses. It's hilarious. They like, okay. I don't know, somehow dodge the troll, fall over and he'll turn around and be like, whoa. You just embed that thing right in his rear end.
Right on.
It's kind of hilarious.
Okay. Well, then
if I find a video, I'll share you.
Okay. So random, but I like it. Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. So, but those people are getting their stuff. So it's, that's good. Rest assured. All right. The last thing on God of War is something very weird. Verlaine, I think this is going to make you happy probably more than anyone. I don't know. It might make Jack happy. He could be happy because of it too, but, so there is a, I'm going to play this video and it's just some audio. Okay. Just, they're just conversating. Okay. So, it's not really, I'm not giving anything away. I promise. But it makes another game from the past canon with Kratos' character. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Brother, I've heard my share of stories about your homeland, but I've also heard that you once fought in a tournament.
I fought in many contests.
But this particular one, I heard you did battle with beasts, scoundrels, princesses, the undead, automatons, and history's greatest musician. That's not true, is it?
I would not speak of this.
Fair enough, brother.
That's cool.
So, obviously, they made, for whatever reason, God of War is now canon with PlayStation All-Stars.
No, it's Mortal Kombat. Remember he was in Mortal Kombat?
Yeah, I guess yeah. That too. I mean, you can actually say both if you think about it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Maybe it was Fortnite.
I think it, it might have been Fortnite. I think,
dude, it could have been fucking Fortnite.
I think he was talking about Mortal Kombat.
You think?
That's what I thought.
Is that what you got out of that?
Because PlayStation All-Stars would make him canon with everything.
Yeah.
But Mortal Kombat could exist in that world, which is still sweet.
Who was the musical person that he used to talk about?
That's what I was getting at. It was Paul Rapper the Rapper. That's what I was getting at.
I don't know. I don't think that. I think it would be something different.
I think I'm right. I think I'm right with that.
No one in Mortal Kombat played music.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's PlayStation, bro. In the chat room, what do you guys think?
Because that would also make him canon with make him canon with everything. And being a serious game, I think they wouldn't be mentioning Parappa.
But they didn't mention
the greatest musician.
But it doesn't. That's not the point. The scene is obviously kind of a throwaway scene because it was just like real quick. But dude, that's what they're referencing. I'm telling you. So I don't know. Take that with whatever you'd like. Will there be a PlayStation All-Stars 2? That's what I'd like to know.
I hope.
Who knows?
But I still wouldn't buy a PlayStation for it.
No?
No.
Okay. All right. Fine. Be that way.
I got multiverses now. They blew it.
You try to win.
They could have had me if they released another one.
You tried to win one at Torg. You really thought, you were like, I'm going to win this. Yeah.
I didn't play. I didn't play. B, no. Because they never turned it on before Torg, so they didn't realize that, you can't play couch unless you do a custom game, and then you can't. They didn't have anyone unlocked, and they had the reasons for not playing.
I meant winning it.
What?
The console that they were giving away. What are you talking about?
I was talking about multiverses. I was supposed to play, challenge somebody at multiverses.
Oh, I wasn't talking about multiverses. Okay.
Yeah. Well, if I won a PlayStation, I guess I'd maybe get it. But
no. No. Yeah, so, all right. Well, I'm done with God of War, I promise. We'll move on to the next thing. Overwatch is actually getting an update. Zarya, D.Va, Genji, plus a couple more being nerfed. That will happen tomorrow, Tuesday, the 15th. So,
Zarya needed it.
Zarya needed it, you think?
No. Dude, how many times do I play and I just flat out show everyone Zarya's nothing? With Symmetra, Zarya's nothing.
No, you're right.
Like, it's people, like, they don't know how to... I mean, it's stupid, and it's ridiculous for me to say. But honestly, like, get your fucking heads out of your ass. The game was created with, like, specific people made to counter other people. And it's not our fault that you don't want to switch people. I'm always down to switch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that, then fucking fine.
That's like when I'm Orisa, if there's a Moira, I can't do anything against her.
Right.
You can't deflect anything.
Yeah. So then you change. You know, yeah. when Bastion used to be around, I would change to Moira, and you just keep hacking him until the character decides to be someone else because you won't leave him alone. Sometimes that's what it takes.
See, with Bastion, I would always be Roadhog, and I would just hook him, and
yeah.
That'd be it. Yeah.
You just it's things like that. Communication. Hey, guys, target this person. Hey, sniper, target them. Like, even if you have to switch for one round, switch, kill them, and then, you know, like,
yeah,
whatever. But so, yeah, it's – I see what they're kind of – they didn't really need to nerf Zarya. They just need to put her kit to work the way it used to work. That's it. That would buy – all they did was they took a second off of her cooldowns.
Okay, so
– a second off of
– For Zarya?
Yeah.
Okay, so the barrier duration is reduced from 2.5 to 2 seconds. So it's only a half second. And then barrier cooldown increased from 10 to 11 seconds.
So that they added a second on the cooldown and half a second on the actual thing working.
Right.
But all they have to do is separate the way that the kit is back to normal. Because in that case, you would always have, like, once I coat myself with a bubble, no matter what I do, I have this amount of seconds before I could do it again. But the problem is now that they let her do either two on someone else, it doesn't matter what two get it. People are just doubling up.
Yeah.
So that's it. And it's not in when you double up, you still, that means Zarya has even longer to get those back. So that's why I don't see the fucking problem, because I've done that before. Jump in, bubble. But then I have fucking 15 to 30 seconds of nothing.
Right.
So what the fuck? It's like mathematically is just stupid because they're nerfing everybody. They're just going to nerf them again. They're going to nerf everybody else. Did you see the why they took Mei out? The clip?
No.
What was going on? Mm-mm. She could go into like the inside of a building, make her wall kind of like at the corner of it, like she's all the way pushed in, make her wall push her up to the top of the ceiling, and then Kuriko would do that teleport that she does and end up teleporting into the wall, like clipping the map, and then can shoot through and no one can see her or hit her. So she would teleport, because you don't teleport on the character, you teleport like right behind Mei, which would be inside of the building.
Kuriko was also nerfed. The swift step invulnerability duration is reduced from 0.4 to 0.25 seconds. So I don't know if that would make a difference for that, but yeah.
It's, I don't even know, man. Like, it's, you're talking about 0.5 seconds. So somebody's
so half,
like,
half a second.
Ugh, this blah, 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 blah. And they're like, 0.5 seconds actually matters to these people. But for me, I'm like, it's like, why even does it? It's so just fucking.
0.5 is a trigger pull or a button push. That's
but it's the thing is yeah, it's half of a second. And even if I was Soldier playing against Moira, knowing her ball is however long, I cannot count 2.5 seconds and then shoot her, knowing it's, you know what I'm saying, or knowing the bubble's going to shut down after 11 point whatever seconds. It's just weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then
what's Genji? Bjorn, what are they doing with Genji?
They're making his attack less.
His maximum ammo reduced from 30 to 24. His shuriken damage reduced from 29 to 27.
And same with Sombra. Sombra, they weakened. They made her double thing like way weak. Because now what they're saying is...
Go ahead.
They don't need... because with the one tank, there's... more people are using damage as flanking characters. And what's going on is because they're flanking characters and there aren't a lot of tanks, and the tanks there are, I guess, aren't really meant for area right. or whatever, crowd control. It's easier for a Genji to go across the lines, and he only has one tank to worry about. So if he does not interact with that tank, he could pretty much kill everyone from the back forward. That's what Sombra was doing. Because when you hacked with Sombra, it made, while you were hacked, even though it was like just a couple seconds, you are taking like 70% more damage or some shit like that.
Well,
like,
here,
so she could pluck everybody off.
This is her nerf. Hack ability lockout duration reduced from 1.75 to 1.5 seconds. Hacked enemies are no longer valid targets for hacking for the duration of the effect. So that's good. Hacked damage multiplier, reduced from 40 to 25%. So that's where you were. That's what you were.
Yeah,
mentioning.
Because if I was Sombra and I hacked someone, I could be like, hey, I just hacked Reinhardt. Everybody turn around and you just rip through him.
Yeah.
But by herself, especially with mouse and keyboard, she was just she just hack you, and then even if it wasn't to get your ability, it was solely to get you 40% more damage, and she would just fucking one clip any fucking spongy character.
Yeah.
And same with Genji, and that's why they made him have less ammo.
Yeah. The last one I didn't mention is D.Va. Fusion cannon spread increased from 3.5 to 3.75, and booster's impact damage reduced from 25 to 15. There you go.
Someone was like, man, yeah. Dear Blizzard, I'm getting hit with too much damage when D.Va's fucking mech smashes me in the fucking face.
Yeah, you should.
They should be like, dear everyone who's playing D.Va,
keep doing
get
it.
Hit in the face with a mech and see how much damage you take.
Yeah,
and she won't be bad from range now with that.
Yeah, that's true.
They need to make D.Va take damage from her nuke, dude. Like in the beginning,
yeah.
When she jumps out, she has to hide, or she dies.
It only makes sense. I mean, Junkrat though, he should be able to take damage from his mines, technically. Yeah.
But then I know, but Farrah does. Farrah does it, and so does fucking Soldier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
And then the new guy's coming out soon too.
Oh yeah,
December I think.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. The
Ratatouille.
The other Omnic Ratatouille. I don't think that's his name, but yeah, we'll go with that. That's fine.
It'll probably stick like Hambone. I don't even know his name.
Hambone. And I love that we know exactly who you're talking about, too. That's why it's so funny. All right. Well, we finally got a... I think, did we mention this last time? Yeah. Oh, we didn't mention that. Sorry. PSVR 2. Launches February 22nd. And it will be $550. So it will be more than the console itself.
I got the email from PlayStation last week. I was supposed to go on to PlayStation Direct on Tuesday and sit in a queue to pre-order, but I didn't.
For $550, I don't know, man. I'll stick with my my meta too at this point.
Well, Verlaine had a good argument against it, which I at first I was like, I don't know, but then I was like, yeah, probably. They might as well just get the Quest 2.
The problem is it's fucking wired. I'm sorry, dude. I'm over that shit, man. As soon as I saw that it was wired still, I'm like, eh.
If they don't even give you the option to unwire, then it's fucked. Yeah. Then it's fucked. Like, the Pro knows, they know what they're doing with the Pro.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, a good setup with the Rift is like $1,800, and that's still wired.
Yep.
And a lot of that has to do with just setting up the cameras. So,
it's battery power. That's the only thing that's only reason why. Just so you can do long play time instead. Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because eventually, like, they fix that. And right now, even if they don't fix it, there's enough external batteries. Like, I have one, the ones for the Quest. It's like having another Quest battery. So even if you have to stop and hook it in, I mean, it's still portable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The same reason, like, I'm all about wired controllers, but you guys, you know, Dave, you play remote.
Yeah, I play wireless. Like, yeah,
if you're going to play wireless, if you had to, you know, switch the batteries out of your PlayStation controllers, you'd rather do that than hook up to a wire.
Sure.
That's how I am with the Quest.
Well, that's how I'm with Xbox, because, you know, with Xbox, I just have batteries. I just buy batteries. Right. And it's fine.
So, yeah. And being someone who doesn't own the PlayStation, and so far the only thing that would have gotten me in the PlayStation was the VR. And this news, I spend another third and get essentially a better headset that I'm going to use more than I would because of the freedom.
Sure.
And now that I've we know that you could take it places and fucking map out huge areas, like,
yeah.
And then have you played Home Sweet Home yet? The I Expect You to Die.
No, I've got it downloaded.
Dude, you play that game and then you will understand why that, and this is, I got this from this dude that I work with because he's going to school for gaming. Cross reality is what I'm going to start calling it. XR, cross, it could either reality. Mean cross reality or what the other thing was. Something else, but yeah, and not mixed reality, cross reality.
AR.
AR is augmented reality, VR, and it's actually touted right now as AR VR.
Yeah.
We're going to start calling it XR. So cross reality, that's what we want.
That works. Perfect, really. That's the term for it.
So yeah, both of you play that fucking game, dude. I mean, it's just,
I downloaded it. I just haven't had a chance to play it.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
You don't even need to play it right now. You can get it right now. And play it. Sweet. Right. You can literally still do the podcast cuz you know you're using the grayscale part of the thing anyway, so life goes on.
Oh yeah.
All right. We'll keep talking peripherals as far as the PlayStation goes. You've heard of Razer, obviously, the company that makes other peripherals and all that. They just announced that they are making a PlayStation 5 controller. Okay. Yes, like I said, I feel like we talk about a different controller being released every single week. There's no exception to that. This is what you're looking at. To me, it looks like the Duke of the PlayStation family. it's pretty much what a PlayStation controller is, but with the Xbox switched.
And it's thicker, and all that.
Yeah, like I said, it looks like the Duke, man. It's
like an Xbox controller.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, why not? I mean, that's what people want, you know. Something like, honestly, I mean, you got to think. There's people that play computer PC games with controllers. I mean, there are. I mean, not the games we play, whatever.
Play on PC, I play with a controller for sure.
So if you're an Xbox player and you keep switching back and forth, it would make sense. Or if you're an Xbox player and you do PC, whatever the fuck, dude, you can buy this thing because remember. I play on the cloud, Xbox cloud gaming on my phone, and I can hook up a PlayStation controller. I haven't tried hooking up my Xbox controller, the new ones, if they're Bluetooth and if they're hooked. But anyways, I use my PlayStation controller for my phone. Technically, this thing doesn't have to be strictly a PlayStation controller, I guess is what I'm getting at. If you're going to make a controller, why not make it different? You know, why make the same layout? I don't know. PlayStation seems like it's going to go a different direction than Xbox. We saw, like, but outside of controllers, we didn't see any peripherals for Xbox. PlayStation had more because of VR. That was, and then the gun controller. So I think in that sense, PlayStation's going to have a one-up with Xbox just because I don't think Xbox cares about it as much. But, you know, without cloud gaming and shit, having peripherals and making their VR, like their VR, if they have gun games and gun peripherals, sword games, sword peripherals, that could be a game changer.
I can't wait for the memes, and it'll be like the Meta inviting the PlayStation VR 2 to come out to play, and he can't. Like, I'm waiting for that. Like, and now that someone heard it, please make it, because that's what I want. Yeah. It's only a matter of time until that happens.
I can't go outside and play with you. I'm stuck with this wire.
Yeah.
Blood and Truth is going to be sweet as fuck, though. The second one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever beat the first one?
No, I never got through it. Never got. It made me dizzy.
The end scene. You guys got to play.
Dude. It made me dizzy. Like, I couldn't do it. That's why. It wasn't that I didn't want to. I just couldn't.
All right. So, the end scene, because I always fucking tout it. Dude. Fucking airplane. A fucking airplane. It's a fucking airplane, dude.
Great.
A fucking airplane. You have to jump onto an airplane.
How many times
car.
Can you say
because it is, this whole game is a fucking, an action movie that you're living in. And this, it's just the best scene any action movie and every action movie probably has. And you get to fucking, dude, it's better than the Iron Man airplane scene.
Okay.
It was just, it's just when you realize what's going on, like seeing an airplane above you, you're driving down a runway in a car and you have to jump onto this airplane. It's unreal, dude. It's okay. Unreal.
All right. I'll take your word for it. Right on. All right. Let's go to this, because I know, Verlaine, you're the one that actually brought this to our attention. So I think you're going to have an opinion about this. Apparently, Take-Two's CEO has said in a recent interview that it doesn't make sense to launch day one with Xbox Game Pass. I'm obviously, you disagree, because we pay for Game Pass. Now the standpoint of an owner, a CEO of a company, I could see where he's talking about how that could probably hurt sales because no one's going to buy it because it's on Game Pass. But then you see other games that are free that are the biggest games in the world, i.e. Fortnite, Warzone, whatever, I mean, you name it. How do you guys feel about this? The guy should probably shut his mouth, or does he got a point?
Jack.
Kind of got a point.
Okay.
But at the same time, Aliens Fireteam Elite is free on Game Pass.
Correct.
It came out with an expansion. You can't play the expansion without buying it. It's not free. So what did I do?
That's how they get you.
Bought it. Yeah. So I really.
So what you're saying is what they should be doing is releasing a part of the game on Game Pass.
That's what I was just going to say. It's Game Pass. I think is mostly just a huge demo pool.
Yeah.
Because how many games have you really played on Game Pass and finished? I mean, Grounded's probably the closest one so far.
I know. We got to get back to that. We will. I'm not really worried about it. But like, I guess that's a good point. Okay, I'll give you that.
That's like even what I was saying a couple weeks ago about Grounded. What if it was on the leaving soon list? What would you end up buying?
Oh, yeah, you did say that. I don't know. I think yes, because how far we've actually gotten in it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, I would say yes. Fuck.
I think that's what they plan. That's part of the reason, and that's kind of what they want. Because I almost bought a game because of the same thing.
Yeah.
That Streets of Rogue. I almost bought it when they took it off of Game Pass.
Right.
I played that game a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if somebody can look to see if Take-Two even has games on Game Pass. Just because I don't. What I'm reading and what the guy has said keeps in my head, and what I'm seeing is that he is, like me, making assumptions. I don't think it's a good idea. Well, do you have any games? And I'm not saying that they do or don't.
Well, I'm sure he's got some kind of numbers that support his opinion.
No,
but I'm just asking for your opinion. That's all.
Right. Yeah, but so that's the thing. Like his opinion, that's what this is. It's not facts. He's not like, hey, it is not good. Numbers would say if it is good or not. He's saying he doesn't think it's good. But then he goes to reference like subscription services that the whole world revolves around. I think it's brilliant. I don't care if you only play one game on it. The fact that paying for the whole year is only a two-game purchase.
Yeah.
You buy two full. So if Game Pass didn't exist, or you're like, I'm not doing that, that's stupid. Well, any game that comes out, you're going to have to buy it. And if you buy more than two games, you just wasted your money, especially if they're Microsoft games that are going to come out on Game Pass.
Right.
There are games that don't come out on Game Pass.
Sure.
But there's also the thing that, and the reason why it's pivotal if they have games on Game Pass is because they need to know, like if they don't have games on Game Pass and they've always just been against it, like, nah, we refuse. Maybe they don't know things. Maybe they don't know the fact that, hey, this is a contract that we do. Why would a game day one be on Xbox because they are going to lose money? No company would agree with that.
Yeah.
It's probably because Xbox guarantees them money or pays them a certain amount of money and says everything past that we get to keep, or whatever the fuck it may be. So there is no way that it's just like, put your game on Game Pass, it's free, you make nothing. There's always a reason. And that's why I would love to know if they have any kind of proof. Because if he has proof, then every company should back out of this idea. But I don't think that a company just... No, that's not true, because there's a lot of companies that make decisions that are just dumb to all of us. But really, I mean, subscription services is where we are today. And if he wants to argue the fact that, yeah, people that watch TV on a subscription level don't play games the same. Wow. He doesn't know me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's so there's right. also that yeah, whole limit where for sure. he's starting to make accusations. And, you know, he's a CEO. So, like, look, I don't expect him to be playing video games all the time. He's fucking running Take-Two. So you can't really, like, say that, because, you know, there are two different life styles. I choose gaming over TV all the time. So I'd be streaming. Everything I stream is a game. So right there, that would be kind of like against his point and Game yeah. Pass for me. So if you want to also, we have to look at Game Pass and how, just like EA's EA Access, it fizzled out. And it didn't fizzle out. It's that eventually you run out of backlog. And what's going to happen is eventually, just like with backwards compatibility, they ran out of games that they were allowed to backwards compatibilize. Yeah. So eventually Game Pass will either just keep recycling a bunch of games and then add a new one every once in a while, or
which they do already.
That's probably, what mm-hmm. it's going to do. But does it really matter? Because we play the new games. So far, what I've seen, their number one games, the games that are like their games, Halo, fucking even Grounded, big games, are still on there.
Yeah.
So it's not even like, you think the guys at Halo are like, oh, come on, get us off Game Pass so we can make money. No. Like, they do it for a reason.
Yeah.
So I think it's a brilliant idea. And I think that you can ask people over at PlayStation, Nintendo. I mean, fuck, Oculus is already about to put the cloud on fucking Meta.
Yeah.
Nintendo, before it even started, was already saying they were signing up with Xbox to use Game Pass in their streaming.
Yeah. So. And then there's still whispers out there that AEW Forever will be day one, Game Pass. Yeah.
And you know what? And it would make sense, because they're not. It's risky. Fight it's a new IP.
Forever. Fight Forever. That's what it is.
It's a new IP. And look, indie people, I mean,
I think it's a very good idea for them to go Game Pass first, and maybe the second game not to do that, because, like, we don't really know what we're going to get. If it's awesome, if it's the fucking greatest fucking wrestling game ever made, then yeah, I could totally see them not, you know, if they, the next year when they come out with another one, or 2 years or whatever they do, that it's not on Game Pass, because they know people are going to buy it. I think especially for a new game, it's a no-brainer, right?
Like, yeah. Game Pass, we have,
I mean,
to remember
Grounded too, Grounded right there, dude. I probably would have never fucking bought Grounded, but then I got a chance to play it, and now if it ever leaves Game Pass, what Jack just asked me, I'll consider buying it.
Right.
It's been on Game Pass for a few years too, though.
Has it been years? Has it been years?
Yeah, it's been a
that's
couple.
Like, okay. Their, okay. It's, I think it's like a first person. Gotcha. That's like one of their first party. But we're also shifting into an era of live service gaming.
Right.
And that is what is going to fuel Game Pass the most, because even if it's a manipulative thing, games are going to come out and we're just going to start expecting them to be free. All of them. And the developers are signing these contracts to get their game on Game Pass, and they know that their game is going to be on there for a long time. And if you're talking about a normal game, just some fucking run-of-the-mill game, it's got one price, you pay it, done. But these live service games, you get a hold of that, Grounded. Now, the reason why, I don't know about it, how their ecosystem works, if there is buying stuff, but if you
Not
have
that
a
I've
game
seen.
Like...
Mm-mm. So I'm sure, a game like, I'm sure there's some kind of, yeah, that we just haven't gotten that far yet.
Right. So if every game comes out now and they start having some sort of live service type thing, they can benefit the most from Game Pass, because Game Pass will give them whatever their contract is. They get that. But then the live service part is how they can stay on Game Pass and make money.
Mm-hmm. It's all free revenue.
Yep. Then you won't have to do this, or you go on for half a year. and then leave. But you know what Game Pass does is they will give you a game, but you don't get the DLC. That's also smart, because if you like the game enough, you buy the DLC. Aliens. If I didn't buy Aliens, that was on Game Pass. But if I didn't buy Aliens and I played it on Game Pass, 100% would have bought the fucking DLC. 100%.
Okay.
Just like Overwatch is going to be free. They're getting people hooked. The campaign's going to come out. That's where they're going to make their money.
Right.
Yep.
Now, and they could have just
But that's exactly what Jack was saying earlier. Like, you put out a part of the game. And then...
Yes.
Yeah, you hook them. So.
Halo did that. I don't think Halo meant to do that. I don't think they're... I think it's an option. I don't think they're meaning to do
Halo
that.
Halo doesn't mean to do anything. They're like... they like tripped and fell and like, you know... Oh, here it is. You know, like, they just happened to catch it.
This has got to be...
You're like, oh, I've caught lightning in a bottle. Yeah. 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 I don't know. I do. I'll agree with you guys. I disagree with the Take-Two CEO. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Before I forget, because I almost did, and I want to at least mention it. I don't mean to put on a bad note, but legendary voice actor Kevin Conroy did pass away recently, and I just wanted to give it a shout out. Obviously, he voiced Batman, probably one of the best Batman voices of our time, which is. Has been all of our time. Now that I think about it, right? Wait, well,
I can be Batman.
I'm Batman.
Oh my God, that sounded. That was that Batman? Is that
Robin? I'm Batman.
Sounds like him.
It sounds. Oh my God, it's like I was like, why is that Kevin? I thought he just passed away. Yeah, he passed away. He had a fight with cancer, and you know, obviously, T's and P's go out to the family, and it's too bad. It sucks because like that's. That's losing somebody like, you know, like Optimus Prime or something, you know, like of that Chadwick height.
Boseman.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, or they make a movie and they just like put Chris Pratt in it instead and whatever. If Chris Pratt voices animated Batman, I quit. Fuck it.
No, God, no.
I quit. I don't know what I'm quitting, but I quit.
So his last performance was the stuff that they have for multiverses.
Yeah.
Now, what I think is weird is in Bat Kids, Batman's in it.
Bat Kids.
So
Gotham Knights. Okay.
Batman's in it. And only when you do training, it's like a memory and he's like, you know. But I'm listening to it and it sounds like they took Kevin Conroy's voice and like pitched it way down. It sounds fake, like a fake deep voice.
Really?
It's so weird.
I gotta hear it.
Jack, next time you go into the training and just listen, because he's like, just listen to my voice, but it's like all like, it's not like, oh, I'm Batman. It's more like, just listen to my voice. Mm. It's so weird.
I was listening to audio files and it, Bruce Wayne talking, and it's close, but it's definitely not.
Oh, same. Yeah. I'm not saying it is. It was him, because they would have said it was him.
Yeah.
But I do think that Batgirl is Velma. I haven't checked. I'm just making accusations.
From the Scooby-Doo movies?
Like the voice.
I'm glad you brought it up then. Thank God you brought that up. I'm like, oh, man, you should have bring that up that you think.
The cartoons. The voice is the same, not Velma is Batgirl.
All right.
Jinkies, I'm Batgirl. What if you was?
Oh my gosh, my glasses.
Yeah,
I don't need them anymore.
I gotta ask you, is this even a record? Call of Duty is number one in launch month for 15 years in a row. Is this even a record? Do we even care?
No, because you could plan that.
Yeah,
although it's always released in the same month. But the thing is any smart company would be like, all right, we're not going to release this month because all the Call of Duty people are going to buy it. So right. I guess good for scaring people away, but what about every other month? Release a Call of Duty game and let's see what happens, chimpies.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, so, yeah, congrats to Call of Duty.
How many
Duty.
Other games come out in November, anyways?
Good job on doing the thing you do every year.
Yeah, word. Oh, and God you did this War. Like 10 years ago.
God of War came out in November.
So, like, they still beat out God of War. Wow.
Yeah.
Game of the year, then, right?
Oh, you mean a multiplayer
game? Modern Warfare 2, game of the year.
Wait. Verlaine, are you saying that a multiplayer game beat out a single a campaign game?
No, no. Modern Warfare 2
oh
is
my
all
God.
About the single player. Modern Warfare 2 is the single player that they'd all be like tooting about.
But it's a multiplayer game. So anyway, yeah, that's my point. Like, so yeah, that's fine. There you go. Yeah. I didn't think it was much of anything anyway. Remedy has announced that they are working on a Control 2. I haven't beat the first Control yet, but that game is fucking awesome. The reason why I haven't beaten the first one is because I don't know what the fuck to do next. And that's my biggest problem with the game. So
maybe you should check the options and they'll have a puzzle timer on there.
Fuck. No, they don't, because in that game you have no companions. So you have no problem with
it. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. So I'm definitely looking forward to it for sure. But like I said, I still kind of want to beat the first one first, because it's a weird fucking game. It is. I still don't really know what's going on, and I've logged a lot of hours in that game. But that's okay. I played and beat a game about delivering packages for a very long, long time period, and here we are.
Glad I didn't buy that.
Thank you, Kojima.
Talk about grinding, dude. I'd rather beat everybody's ass over and over than deliver packages.
Yeah really.
Here you go. I climbed this mountain for you. How did you get up here? Like, that should be the main question. Is not the journey to get up the hill to deliver the packages. How the fuck did they get up there in the first place? That's what I would like to
know. Like, why do you live here?
Yeah. Like, what is going on? Yeah. So that's what I have there. Any opinion about Mark Zuckerberg firing 11,000 people after his company has spent $15 billion on Metaverse?
No.
He's kind of
an asshole. Is it just not panning out the way he thought it would? Yeah, so he had to say, whoops.
He says, I got this wrong, and I take responsibility for that. So I'm going to fire 11,000 people.
I think what happened was...
Fire yourself. Right,
how are you taking responsibility if you're firing other people?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I should have never hired him. That's
God damn it. I take full responsibility. 000. You're fired. I mean, right? Like, come on. I don't know.
They did their jobs. That's why they don't have them. He hired them for a purpose. They did their jobs. They built the metaverse. Why would he keep them around? I'm not going to hire someone to build my bed, and they build my bed, and then it's like,
Verlaine, I'm not arguing this.
I don't think it's a big deal. People get fired all the time. Like, shit.
Yeah.
Things happen. Don't care.
How about the story of Twitter? The reason why Twitter was losing a bunch of money is that Twitter was paying all their employees $400 a week for food. Why were they doing that?
That's a lot of food.
Right?
Jeez. So where's this money coming from?
That's why the fucking Twitter was losing a shitload of money every year.
Whose idea would be that?
It's okay. Elon Musk is cleaning up the timeline, as Deadpool did in Deadpool 2. So he's just cleaning up the timeline. I don't care what anyone says. I'm actually a big fan of Elon Musk, so that's fine.
I'm not a fan, but yeah. I don't care what he does.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think it's fine that he buys things because he's a billionaire just to have it as a toy. More power to him. I would have done the same thing. Right? You know what I mean? Like, I can't blame him. That's fine.
I want to try this.
Yeah.
I don't like this anymore.
Also. Yeah, when you're worth like $100 billion, you're like, fuck it. I'll buy Twitter. Whatever, you know?
Yeah.
He'll make money. He knows. He's smart. That's fine. All right. Anything you guys want to talk about as far as vid games? I have one little movie news thing.
No.
Okay. Brendan Fraser. As you know, he was...
Oh, Brenfriend.
Brenfriend.
Brenfriend? Brenfriend. Is that what people call him?
Friends.
That's what we call him.
Oh,
sure.
Okay. Right on. He says that he is up for doing Mummy 4.
Yes.
Which is awesome. This is not... I'm not telling you that it's actually happening. He just was in a recent interview and he said that he's up for it. Although, what he did mention is why Tom Cruise's reboot didn't work.
Is that the Mummy 3?
I guess that would have been the Mummy 3, right?
No. It would have been the Mummy 4.
It's just a reboot. Yeah, it was just a complete reboot. He pretty much said that it didn't have the right amount of fun in the movie as his Mummy movies did. And I tend to agree.
That's exactly right, too.
I tend to agree. Yeah.
I didn't see this one.
Yep. I hated the Mummy when I first saw it. And then after watching it a couple more times, I realized that it's a fun movie.
It's so fun, right?
And, like, and I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Hell
so
yeah,
much
dude.
More.
Yeah, and that, but that is the difference between the Tom Cruise one, because the Tom Cruise one, and I'm a fan of Tom Cruise. I know Verlaine, it's like your favorite actor. It didn't have, it was too serious. There was it was weird. I don't know.
The Mummy was supposed to start their monster universe, their Universal right. Monsters yeah. verse. And it didn't work out that way because
and then there was a random
the other
Mr. Hyde and like in the movie, like what's going on?
Yeah, because that's why, because they were trying to start they're trying to start the universe of monsters. So then there's going to be a big battle of monsters. Maybe the monster squad will come out.
Monster.
So the Mummy. I love the Mummy. I loved all the Mummy. I watched each of them in this theater by myself because nobody wanted to watch them. I'm a fan, and I think that. So he's in this new movie called The Whale, and he's probably going to win a lot of awards for it, and then they will make The Mummy 4.
Cool. I hope so. I hope so. It's funny. I've always been a huge Brendan Fraser fan.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
You know, like, there wasn't really a movie I didn't really enjoy. Bedazzled, or was it Bedazzled? Bedazzled, right?
Yeah,
Bedazzled, I was like, isn't that like a thing that like little girls do with like their shirts or whatever? But anyway, but yeah, that's what it is. That and then even the one where he was like underground for like 60 years or something like that. What was it? Or not 60 years, but
Journey to the Center of the Earth.
No. Like where his parents like they were like in a bomb shelter and then he came up.
Oh,
and
I remember that. Oh, and he was like a 50s dude.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Like,
it was a great movie.
Yeah,
I can't remember the fucking name of it now. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Encino Man.
Fuck, dude, are you kidding me? You're thinking he's going to win all these awards for this whale or whatever that he's doing, but like, dude, I'm telling you right now, he should do Encino Man 2 before he does Mummy 4. That's what I'm thinking. You know what? Now that I think about it, maybe Mummy 4 is the right one to do first. Then. So that would be pretty cool. I would be into that. Whatever. That's cool. I'm in if it happens. I don't really have anything else. Although I do want to talk about a few things. I watched a couple of movies this weekend.
Me too.
Did you? What movies?
I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Oh, I want to see that.
What's that?
It's a movie about the multiverses. It's a Russo movie. I didn't even know until the end. It's kind of weird, though. But I will tell you this. Data, or Short Round, is in the movie.
Oh,
he's
cool.
Like a main character in this movie.
Sweet.
The dude fucking is an amazing actor. Fucking amazing.
We knew that in Indiana Jones. What are you talking about?
Dude is fucking, he's good. Like, I saw him and I'm like, no fucking way, that's Data.
That's cool. Because
his voice is the same.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, dude.
Dr. Jones! Is he saying that?
I don't know why he has been gone. Maybe he's been in other movies that we don't watch, but dude should not have been gone, man. He's fucking fantastic. The movie itself is kind of weird, but it's fun, it's cool, it's about the multiverses.
I've heard nothing but good things about that movie.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's... It's not the greatest movie, I'll admit that, but it was interesting.
I watched cool. three Good movies acting. This weekend.
Yeah.
Friday morning, I saw Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, and it was awesome. I thought it was great. I thought it was... I love the first one. I love the first Black Panther, but like this one, it felt like they did what they could to like... You know, push the story forward because obviously, without Chadwick Boseman in the movie, Did I get that right? Okay. I was like, wait, I just doubted myself again. I don't want to give a lot away. I'm not going to give that much away at all. Right at the beginning of the movie, they kind of squash the whole storyline of the reason he's not around. Which is good. I didn't want them to kind of like linger and like eventually they'd get to it. It was like seriously, like right off the bat. Okay, this is what happened, and okay, cool, now we move on. So I thought it was cool. I thought like the new characters that they introduced is really going to kind of like push the MCU even further, and yeah, I'm excited to see what the future holds with the MCU for sure.
Was it very woke?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Whatever.
Fish people matter.
Yeah, fish people. Pretty much. I mean, it really felt like, what do you call it? Aquaman.
Namor.
Yeah, Namor is kind of Aquaman that can fly, which is really weird. But it was cool. It was actually, he was pretty fucking badass. I was
good.
Yeah, I was like, all right, this guy's fucking sweet. But you know,
whatever. That's good. Did him good justice.
Yeah, I thought so. The shorts were weird, but that's okay.
Did they ever call him Submariner?
No. Is that another word for it?
That's his superhero name.
Really?
Namor the Submariner. Thank you, Submariner.
Oh yeah. No, no one thanked him.
They should
just leave it at that. No one was going to thank him over anything in this movie. But other than that, I saw Bullet Train.
Is that out now?
Yeah. I don't know.
You could rent it for $6.
Yeah, I think
rent on Amazon.
Oh, really?
Dude, it was fucking insane. Yeah. If you like the movie, like movies like Snatch, or you know, anything like a Guy Ritchie flick, anything like that. I don't think it's Guy Ritchie, but it had kind of like the feeling to it.
Yeah.
It was pretty sweet, man. I was like, fuck, man. Like, it was just crazy. It's very gory. There's a lot of blood. There's a lot of murders, a lot of killing. But it is, it's pretty awesome. Yeah. I highly, highly recommend it.
That was the Brad Pitt one, right?
Yeah.
I remember seeing the trailers for that, and I was just like,
that's where, really? I was like,
this looks so, I don't know, but
it's like Rick and Morty's train episode.
Yeah. Look, yeah. Like somebody suggested it to me, like, you should totally watch it. So I did. And I was just like, fuck yeah, this was awesome. Like, it was so good. Another movie I watched, and by far it's the best one out of the three that I'm talking about here tonight. It's The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent.
I saw that.
Have you seen that?
You liked it?
Dude, that movie was fucking brilliant.
It was good. Yeah, dude.
Jack, you're like, what? I don't know what that is.
The Nick Cage
movie where he's playing Nick Cage.
Yes.
Dude, the movie is so much fucking fun.
Complete bro flick, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, complete. But it's cool. So fucking funny. Like, everything about it. And Pedro Pascal is, he should win an award for supporting actor. 100%. He was perfect in that movie. Dude, I'm telling you, if you can, I think it's on Amazon. I think you can rent it right now or whatever. But like, I'm serious, man. Fucking find it and watch it. It is so much fun. Like, oh my God. I want to talk to Verlaine about it, but I can't. I don't want to give anything away. But yeah, dude, that movie was fucking sweet. Did you see it in the theater, or where did you see that?
No, I rented it.
Okay, all right, cool. Yeah, it's, dude, it was so much. It was so good. Like, if you like Nick Cage movies, yeah.
Who doesn't?
Well, I'm sure there's somebody out there that guy's overrated. And you're like, is he, though? Is he? when he's like, Nick fucking Cage. Woo! It's so fucking Nick Cage. I love it. All right. That's where I'm at. And you guys want to... Jack, see any good movies lately? Nothing?
No. The last movie I watched was Shawshank.
Okay. Back in 1990.
Yeah, really?
No, it was actually a couple weeks
Twister,
ago.
Twister.
You haven't seen Shawshank? It's been out for 20 years. No, I haven't seen Shawshank.
Oh, it's the first time you saw it?
Yeah.
Holy shit. I think I've seen it about 500 times. So
I've seen it once, Jack, but I have seen it.
Okay.
And then people were like, so what'd you think of it? And I was like, yeah, it's good.
It's good.
How did you go through?
It's cool. Yeah, it's a good movie.
How did you go through life, though, with all the throwback and the references, and
there's so many references. Yeah,
and on Earth there are so many references to that movie. Yeah. I mean, hiding the hole that you're cutting in jail with a poster is from that fucking movie.
Yeah,
caught me off
guard. Dude, don't give away the movie. I don't want to spoil.
He saw it.
Oh yeah. No, I meant for everyone else.
Oh, my bad. You guys can log off. We're going to talk about Shawshank.
We're going to ruin Shawshank Redemption for you. Yeah, whatever. All right. I think we can end the show on that. Thank you for everyone that listened live. We do appreciate it, of course. And everyone that had downloaded the show, we appreciate that too. Thank you to Jack. Jack, give the good people who you are and where you're from and where they can also listen to your beautiful, beautiful voice. I'm going to keep talking and not let you talk.
Yeah.
No, keep going. Go ahead.
My name's Jack from the Canned Air Podcast. We talk about pop culture, video games, and movies. Come listen to us.
I should just record that, and then, like, whenever you're on the show, I'll just play that back. Okay, we're good. All right, moving on. But yeah, so, Verlaine, tell the people where they can listen to you.
Hi, you can listen to me on the GameFixShow.com.
There we go. GameFixShow.com is where you can listen to Verlaine, and myself, and Jack, and Mike, and, you know, whatever. Yeah, so please go check that out. Also, our social medias are there. Please like, subscribe, and follow. We do appreciate any of those. At least one. That'd be great. That'd be great. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. You know.
Oh, hey, what's up, Russ?
Yeah. Oh, Russ?
My friend Russ is in the chat room.
Oh, what's up, Russ? Yeah, so, but yeah. Well, hey, Russ. Bye, Russ. It's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
I love you.
Adios, turd nuggets.
Science, science, science. Hello, podcast fans. Want to get weird with us? Come check out the Mad Scientist Podcast. We are a weekly show that looks at the history, philosophy, and hard facts behind your biggest paranormal questions.
Did the government really pay for a psychic spy program?
Yes.
Is it true that surgery got its start in grave robbing?
Yes.
Can a roller coaster really kill you?
Legally, we can't say so for sure, but sometimes...
Yes!
Join myself, Chris Cogswell, and my co-host, Marie Mayhew, as we examine the science, philosophy, and history behind the strange and unusual. All to discover what's possible and plausible versus what's, well, just made up. Check us out wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Mad Scientist Podcast.